I want to welcome everyone that is here today. Actually, tonight, it's our Wednesday night service. And I also want to welcome all those that are listening around the world. Those main nations. Rachel, if you could just yell them out real quick.
United States, Russia, China.
Russia and China are still running up there, huh?
Oh, yeah.
And give me the next three. Oh, okay. Well, we want to bless you. That are challenging, and what I would like to do is try to challenge those nations to make it into the top 10. So those nations that are listening, I want you to get out there and tell some friends so that it could be almost competition. And every week we'll tell you who are the leading 10 nations. And I hope one of your nations jump up there in the leading 10. Wouldn't that be cool? So right now we got Russia and we got China leading in first and second place. And then we'll give you the next eight of them coming in. We won't even count America. Let's take America right out. We already know that America's going to be always running strong because we're here. But we want to reach the nations. And so right now we have the top two nations is Russia and China. So any other nations that are listening, like Brazil or Indonesia or Australia or South Africa, any of those nations that I mentioned, pump up the volume, start telling some friends, and see if you can get up there in the top 10. Amen? Amen. Also, in this ministry, we are a faith ministry. Not only is our faith creating God in us so that we will know the Creator who created us, but we also live by faith. And by faith, we hope that God will move on your heart to hit that PayPal button and what is that, donation button? I guess it's called donation or offering. It says donation now. Okay, we changed it. Every day we're trying to fix our website so that this way it's understandable from around the world. And everyone knows what a donation is. And there is no nation but a donation. And so we want to reach the donations tonight. So if the donations can be one of the top 10, that would be awesome. So let's get that donation up there and try to become the number one nation. And with that being said, please move on your heart. Be obedient to what God is doing. If He uses you and you sow into this ministry, I guarantee if you hearken to the heart of what God is saying to you, He will turn around and bless you monetarily. He will bless you physically, mentally, spiritually, the whole nine yards. He'll just pour out His blessings because I know it's His will for us to continue to move on with this ministry. I know for a fact or I would have lost it all. So with that being said, since we have it all, then we can move forward and have our faith even strengthened even more. And so with that being said and time of an essence right now, I'm going to call up one of our guest speakers tonight, which happens to be one of our pastors here in this ministry. His name is Pastor Tim Westerside. So let's give Pastor Tim Westerside a hand of praise. Amen. And I want to get a big hug from him.
Oh, I love this man. I love this man. I love this man, and I love his family. I love everybody. So here you go.
Amen. Hey, I just really want to welcome the people that are listening to this message, that have logged on for the first time, or this might be the 10th time that you logged on to our website. I just want to say it's not by accident and it's not by a coincidence that you're listening. I know that God has a message and a word for you tonight. I feel that there's people out there that are questioning their faith. They're questioning if they have hope. And you're in the right place. You know, God brings us to a place of hopelessness so that He can instill hope in us. You know, it's not by accident that every single person in this world comes to a low point in their life. And that's, in a low point is where we can really see God and God, who God is. When you come to a low point in your life and you feel that there's no more hope left to go on in life, if you just cry out in your heart, God searches to and fro throughout the whole world looking for a broken and contrite heart, and He will never reject you because God is faithful to always be there for you. And you may ask, who is God? What is God? Well, GTTN, we have anointed men and women of this ministry who know God, and we have a personal relationship with God, and we're here to share that personal relationship with you so that you would know God as well. God is love. And what is love? Love is unconditional. It's not a particular feeling. It's an action. You know, when you're in that deep, dark place, there's people out there that have been thinking about suicide. They've been thinking about they lost their job. They're thinking, hey, why do I even have this job? I'm miserable in this job. Why am I even doing this work anymore? You know why? You probably, at some point in your life, listen to somebody to go into that position of your job. You may have followed your parents, what they told you to do. It could have been maybe a boyfriend, a girlfriend. Hey, say, hey, go take this job here. And you followed what they said instead of listening to your heart. What we speak in here is we speak that God lives and dwells within each individual. Doesn't matter what nationality, what religion, what race. God is in each and every person, and he lives and dwells within the heart. And I know there's people that are listening to this message and saying, well, how do you know who God is? How do you hear him? There's only one way to hear him, because he writes his commandments on your heart. And you have to follow and listen to what your heart says each and every day in order to establish a relationship with God. And you know what? It takes faith. It takes faith to believe in what your heart is saying to you. Because you know why? We have so many different thoughts that are within our head that come against what our heart says. You know, there's people out there that are inspired within their heart to do something, and all of a sudden the storms come. And these storms are thoughts of fear and worry. How am I actually going to do this? Or there's fear of man. Hey, what do they think about me? You know, when God's saying, don't fear man, don't fear that, but fear the Lord. And the fear of the Lord is a reverence, holy fear. It's not this scared fear. It's a reverence and honor, because he wants to be honored. You know, we're put down here on earth for one thing, and that's to give reverence and honor back to God. Because at some point before we even born, we lost that reverence and honor for God. We lost the worship. And God's put us down here so that we can be reconciled back to him. And that reconciliation is simply coming to a place in your heart where you're saying, you know what? I acknowledge you, God, that you are for me and not against me. That you are the person that created me, and I'm just a created being. And I'm going to acknowledge you that you are the truth, and I'm going to follow that truth that's within my heart and establish that relationship with you. Because he writes his commands on your heart. He established them. You know, we are all predestined. We are all predestined since the foundations of this world. And he has a purpose and a plan for each person. And it's unique. It's different from every single person. And all we have to do is have that faith to follow it. When you have an inspiration, you have an unction, you have a perception, you have a desire, a conviction within you, that's God. That's God's plucking at your heartstrings saying, hey, follow me. Here's my plan. I'm laying it and unfolding it before you. All you got to do is acknowledge it and start to follow it by faith. And you'll see me. You'll see his glory unfold before you, places and things that you're going to accomplish that you never even thought existed. That's who God is. He wants to bring an eternal life into each and every person. And that eternal life can only come when you have that relationship with him by following your heart. You know, I've seen so many people that in this world they're dead. And I don't mean they're just dead when they fall on the ground. I mean they're dead inside because they have a desire and maybe that left them. Because they listened to somebody else, they got frustrated because maybe they desired something and it never came to pass. But God's saying, take the bulls by the horn and hold on to it. You know, there's so many people that get distracted because of storms that come into your life, and you get frustrated and you start to quit on things. And God's saying, no, I gave you a vision. I gave you a dream. It's a hope that's eternal, that's living inside of you. And you know what? We need to die to self, which is die to your thoughts, because all our thoughts are going to do is make us believe a lie, because it's going to tell you to quit. It's going to tell you to stop. It's going to tell you that there's fear there and you can't go forward with it because you know what? Maybe you don't have the money to start a job, or maybe you don't have money to start a career, or you know what? Maybe a friend of yours is judging you, saying, "Oh, who's this person? You're never going to accomplish it." You know, when I was in high school, people used to say, "Oh, you know what, Tim? You'll never amount to anything. He's a dumbass." That's what they used to call me. You know what? That was a stupid lie. And you know what? When I started to know God and I started to follow my heart, I know who I am. I know who I am, and I never wanted to go back to who that was in high school, thinking that I was never going to amount to anything. Because you know what? It was a total lie, and God brought me out of that lie, and He showed me the truth, and He made me who I am today. He created me, and He gave me a hope, and He restored me back to Him. And what I mean by restoring me is everybody's going to have a storm. Everybody's going to have difficult circumstances, but who are you going to turn to? Who are you going to acknowledge and be supported by? It's going to be God if you really turn to Him. You know, if you try to do it yourself, it'll never work. I tried to accomplish many things in my life on my own. I tried to reason with it. I tried to figure stuff out. I made plans. And you know what? Never can I imagine that any one of those things ever came to pass the way I planned it, the way I thought about it, the way I figured it out. It never happened. But when I sat there and I rested and I saw what was within my heart by acknowledging it and saying, you know what? I had a dream the other day, and that dream showed me to do something. And when I received it and I did it, it came to pass because God brought it about. That's God's word. You know, or if you're inspired to do something and you follow that inspiration, you will see it unfold. God will bring it to pass. But if you let reasoning getting into it, it starts to divert you from the truth. Because you might be inspired to do something. All of a sudden, you're like gung-ho that you want to do it. And all of a sudden, you go start to follow that path and you start to try to figure it out. And you start going down a different road, diverting from where you were inspired to go with. And God just wants you to follow that near narrow path that's in life. Because that near narrow path is just following your heart. Because the wide path has so many different thoughts. You know, I was one of the biggest reasoners out there. I used to reason with, you know, everything that you can imagine. And you know what? I was miserable. Because every time I reasoned with something, the reasoning brought me to a place of disappointment. And God's not a God of disappointment. He's a God of fulfillment. And He wants to fulfill every hope and desire that's in everyone because He put it there. You know, God's not cannot be mocked, and God's not a liar. You know, people say, man can lie. You know, if we start to believe man all the time, man can lie, of course. But if you follow your heart, which is the word of God that's established truth within inside of each and every one of us, it will not lie. It may not come about the way we think, but it will come about the way it's supposed to happen because we are predestined. We are predestined from the beginning to the end. God says He is the Alpha and the Omega. He's the beginning and the end. His word will never come back to Him void if we follow it. You know, there's times where you might be inspired to do something, but God sometimes changes that desire. He changes that inspiration. But you got to yield to it. If you try to fight it, you're going to be stuck in life. And God doesn't want us to be stuck in life because, you know what? Life is supposed to be teeming. It's supposed to be enjoyment. It's supposed to be like a rodeo. You know, you go to a rodeo and you're watching a rodeo and it's like a bull ride going on. It's an exciting event. Well, that's what God is in life. You know, when we have eternal life, there's joy, peace, and righteousness, and there's an excitement. You know, when you get up in the morning, are you miserable or are you happy? You know, that's what everybody has to ask themselves. Am I happy just when I wake up in the morning to do something new? Or am I getting up in the morning and I'm miserable and I'm just doing the same thing over and over and over? If you're doing it over and over and over and you're miserable, guess what? you got to take a couple steps back and say, you know what? Am I following my heart? Am I listening to God and what he wants me to do? Because you know what? When you have that joy, when you wake up in the morning and you're anxious, not anxious, but you're excited to do something new, that's God, because he has something planned for you that day. And you don't even think or imagine what it might even be. Because God will bring new adventures into your life, and God is God of change, and he's God of instants. You know, life changes in an instant. It really does. I've seen my days where, you know what, I might have to do this and this, and it never comes about because it changes, because there's circumstances that come up, and it's going to be how you react to it and how you adjust your life by following him is how you're going to find eternal life. Because I tell you what, in the past, my heart was in torment because I always tried to be like this bulldog that would take the bull by the horns in life, and I'd have to do it my way, and that's the only way. And you know what? It only brings disappointment and failure. And God's saying, you know what? I just want you to decrease so that I can increase. And what he's talking about is he wants to give you eternal life. He wants to give you himself, because he wants to establish a relationship within each and every one of us so that we can know him and we can know his attributes and we can know his love. You know, the Bible says, God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten son, and whoever believes in his son has eternal life. Well, what he's talking about, he's just talking about a divine nature, which is called Christ, that's in with each and every person that lives in this world. And if we believe in this divine nature, which is what we talk in here, is those commandments that are on our heart. You know, we need to follow it. And now you will have a relationship and you'll be called the son. And, you know, there's so many times that, you know, we blame ourselves for things that we think that we failed, or we didn't accomplish this and didn't accomplish that, and, you know, we're a failure. And God's saying, you didn't fail at anything. You didn't make any mistakes in life. It was just my path to get you to where you are today. So if you're listening on this tape or this message here, just know that you're not a failure, and there's hope for you, that God loves you and he wants to have that relationship with you, and it's not a mistake. It's not by accident that you're listening to this or you're listening to the messages that are on our website, because you know what? We have truth. We have experiences. We experienced probably everything that everybody on this website has listened or has gone through. We've all experienced it. Or God would not have raised us up at this hour and this time to speak these messages to you. Because you know what? We learn by the things that we suffer. And we learn obedience by it. And we've all been through it. And God has established us and raised us up at this hour to speak to you, to bring you his truth, so that you can have a relationship with God and that you can have eternal life. You know, and one thing I can honestly say is GTTN is not a religious ministry. We're not a religious church. But all we care about is we care about you. We care about how you can have a relationship with God and how we can pull people that want to know God out of the muck and the mire of life. Because I tell you what, life can be very, very rude. And it can be unfair if we allow it to be. But God's saying, you know what? If we follow him, he will make a path where there is no path. He will make a way where there is no way in life. But if we follow our own patterns and our own traditions and we follow what other people say, we're never going to come to eternal life. We're never going to come to eternal life. And you know what? It's time in this hour we need to break away from those traditions and those thoughts and those patterns and those things that people have said about us. You got to put that behind you. You know, they call it the sea of forgetfulness, because we don't want to keep bringing it up and bringing it up and bringing it up, because your heart's going to be in torment and your mind's going to be in torment, and God's not a person to torment. He wants us to have a freedom. And he says where the Spirit of the Lord is, there's freedom. And the Spirit of the Lord is coming by faith. You know, and it comes by the heart and hearing the heart and doing what's within your heart, because that's where eternal life is. You know, we're only here on this earth for a short period of time. It's quick, and it's over. But you know what? God's given us plenty of time to come to him and to know him and to know his word and to know the truth. Because God doesn't judge us on what we do. The only thing he'll judge us on is, were we obedient to his voice? That's it. Were we obedient? Because he's going from glory to glory to glory. And the glory is in the obedience to the word. Because when we follow the word, you'll see his glory. And that's how we're changed in an instant, from glory to glory to glory. And it's by his truth. And, you know, he establishes his people in righteousness. You know, he also says this, and this came to me today. He says, raise up a standard. The Bible even says it, raise up a standard. That standard is the truth and the conviction that's within your heart. Raise it up. You know, hold it up. Don't lose it. Don't let it go. You know, don't let somebody divert you from the truth or from your convictions. You know, because right now we're in an age where there's people that are called, so-called political correctness out there, that you can't say this and you can't do that because, you know, you got to be like this person here or you got to follow that group. God's saying, no, I made everyone unique. Every single person, I put my own self in you and I made you unique and you're different from each person. Because that's how much he loves us. He didn't want us to all be a cookie-cutter generation. But he wanted us to be unique so that he can see himself reflected in us. You know, when we die to self, when we die to our thoughts and we follow our heart, he sees his own reflection because it's a mirror image of him. When we do what he tells us to do by following his word. So at this time, that's all I have tonight, and I'm going to call back up Pastor Jim.
Amen. Let's give the Lord a hand of praise. You know, I want to encourage what Tim said to us tonight because of the fact that not many people out there really know where God dwells. He doesn't dwell in a tabernacle over there. He's not in a mosque. He's not, you know, over there in on some mountain, you know. He dwells within. And the kingdom of God is within. And this book here called the Bible, not many people know what it is. This is the book that we feel that has come closest to my experience, and my experience rings true to this book. And as I was able to minister, and the truth is inside of each and every one, and it bared witness. And that's how Pastor Tim came into this ministry. It bared witness. And same with this guy over here that I forget, I'm getting a little drunk, John. It bared witness in him, and maybe one day, you know, you'll be able to hear from him how God revealed himself to him. You know, I want the world to understand, our hearts are for you to find God, but also God is the one who opens up the blind eyes. God's the one who opens up the deaf ears. God is the one that'll get the lame to walk. And those that are hopeless, he's the one that can give you hope. So don't get discouraged. I want to tell the world right now, if you've heard a lot to say, okay, follow God, follow your heart. And I want you to. But I want the world to also begin to know how to follow your heart. And when we don't have any hope and we're discouraged and frustrated, it's really hard to hear what's even on your heart. We tend to lean on others to find out where we need to go and what we need to do because of the fact that our heart is so heavy laden and burdened. And really, what it comes down to, our spirit man is deaf, dumb, and blind. We can't see, we can't hear, we're lame, we can't walk, we're just dead. And I want to resurrect you that are listening tonight. I want to resurrect you up. I want you to begin to challenge yourself to rest. I want you to just stop condemning yourself. Nobody has done anything wrong. Understand that. It just, those things that you went through, those things that you thought were wrong, those bad things that happened to you in your life, the discouragement that you put yourself in is only a teaching, a learning lesson from God. Because those things that you went through, you learned from. If you didn't learn from them, I'm going to say shame on you. But I don't want to put shame on you tonight. I want you to really begin to understand that those were there to show you, to teach you, to make you wiser so that you are in a better place where you are today. So brush yourself off. Only you can pick yourself up. Brush yourself off, and then begin to come to God, like Pastor Tim said, the broken and the contrite. Realize that you can't do it on your own, and you need God to put that purpose back into you. That purpose is never left, it just shrunk. So I want to resurrect it back up. I want to add water to it so it grows. I want to give you some food so you can nourish it and it'll grow even more and more and get stronger and stronger. But in the beginning, where you're at right now, it's wilted to dead. And we need to resurrect it. So I want you to take that spirit man, just like a little bush or a little plant. I want you to kind of wiggle it, shake it up, shake the dust off it, kind of blow on it, whisper nice things to it. Start speaking life to yourself. Start letting yourself know that you're not a bad person and you're good and you can do it. And begin to start encouraging yourself and realizing that it's not the end. Stop thinking the way you're thinking and start changing the way you're thinking. Start reversing your thoughts. Stop the negative and start putting it in the positive. And as you begin to renew your mind, your heart begins to get renewed. And this book here says, what a man thinketh in his heart, so he is. And so we need to get your heart to start thinking a little better than what it is right now. You might be thinking, you know, doom and gloom, and it's over with, and I don't have nowhere to go, and, you know, my desperation is strangling me, and all that. And that may be true. Have you ever been in a fight? Let's win the fight. Throw a better punch. Grab it, throw it down on the ground. Jump on it. Wrestle that thing. And keep wrestling. You know, one of the things that God showed me was to overcome. And if you overcome, I will grant you a seat next to me. And we need to overcome. We got to learn how to fight. Let's not be, what do you call, pansies? Passive. Passive religious people. You know, let us be real. You know, if you're having a hardship and you're going through a problem, don't murmur or complain about it. Come out and say it. I'm having a problem and it stinks. Sometimes you need to shout from the rooftops. Yo, I'm not feeling too good over here. Hey, I'm feeling dead. You know, that's when things start to wake up, when you become honest with yourself. You know, when we deny ourselves, we come to a place of self-pity, I call it. We start feeling sorry for ourselves, like nobody cares or nobody understands. And like Pastor Tim said earlier, we've all been in the same place. We've all been there, done that, and bought the T-shirt. I don't think anybody suffered as much as we have here. So we understand pain, but what separated us apart was we learned to laugh at that pain, learn to take a punch and get back up. And that's what I want those that are listening tonight to understand. There's a word written on your heart. God loved you from the very beginning. He never stopped loving you. It's unconditional love, like Pastor Tim said. It's unconditional love. So take that garbage and throw it in the sea of forgetfulness and realize that you're loved. Now, you don't know this God that we're talking about, and you will get to know him. But baby steps. And you have to know him by faith. And as you begin to follow the unction on your heart, the word that's written on your heart, the desire, that thing that you have who makes you who you are, and you follow that, you're following God. And as you begin to walk with him and follow that voice that's written on your heart, to follow that commandment that's on your heart, you're having a relationship. You're beginning a relationship with God. It's that simple. We don't want to complicate a relationship with God. God didn't create us and then made it into a formula so complicated that we could never find him. Religion complicates it. Religion puts it into a place where it's all do's and don'ts, rights and wrongs. You can't do this, you have to do this, you have to do that. And, you know, you can't see God unless you do the 21 process steps of redemption. The bottom line is God's knocking at your door. The bottom line is he's there. He never left you, nor will he ever forsake you. You know, sometimes we hit those hardships. Sometimes we hit those tough spots. But as Pastor Tim said earlier, you know, they're just challenges. They're just things that get us closer to him even more and more. We come to him and start crying out and say, God, I'm at a point where I'm stuck right now and I need a little help. Give me some peace. If you ask, just like you're asking a friend, and if you want something from a friend or you want something from your mom or your dad or your brother or your sister or your wife or husband or whatever it might be, you want something, you ask, don't you? Well, God's the same way. And I know that there are many people who think they have a relationship, but they never really ask in a sincere way, like, hey, God, come on, man, I need some help. You know, let's be real. You don't have to go to God and, you know, form your religious acts and, you know, and he's a holy God, but yet he's no different than you are. And that's what he wants you. He wants you real. He wants you just like you. And you speak to him just the way you would speak to your friend and say, God, you know my heart and you know what's bothering me and this weight on me, I can't take it anymore and I need to be released. I need some help. And I guarantee it. I guarantee all of a sudden you'll wake up with a bigger peace. You'll wake up with a weight off your shoulders. He'll show you who he is. And that's what God wants to do. But if you don't give God the opportunity to show him, then he's not going to show him. It's like saying, I have a friend, and he's right here, look. But you don't talk to him. You don't ask him to do anything. You don't depend on him. You don't do anything. You just say, hey, he's right here. I know him. It's God. And you might show up at his house, but he's not there. Because you showed up at the wrong time. Please realize that a relationship with God is not complicated. You don't have to wait until you're all cleaned up. He likes you and loves you just the way you are. And so tonight or today or whatever time it is you hearing this message, I want everybody to just start changing the way they're thinking right now and begin to get more personal with God. Call upon his name and you shall be saved. There is a thing called eternal life, and that life was placed inside of you when the day you were born. And that life will continue after the time you leave this earth. And it's a purpose. God didn't raise us just to wake up and then go to bed, do the same thing over and over and over again. He did it in a way where you can wake up, maybe do the same thing you're doing, but you're doing it with fun. You're doing it with a companion. You're doing it with somebody who cares and who understands and knows who you are. He knows your little personal feelings. He understands every bit about you. And when you're open and honest with him, he's open and honest with you. And there's a voice inside that begins to start to speak. It's a still small voice. And then as you begin to develop your relationship with God, it gets louder and louder and louder. Now, I know that there's probably a lot of people there that are saying, you know what, this is hogwash, or, you know, I'm tired of listening to this, and maybe even are ready to shut me off. But I'm going to tell you right now, it's only because you never really gave it a chance. It's not me in this word. It's not Pastor Tim and his message. It has nothing to do with us. It has everything to do with you. You need to apply it. You need to give it an effort. You can't just do it for a half hour or one day or a week and just say, oh, forget it, don't work, there is no God. You're impatient. You have to give it an effort. You have to give it it has to become a lifestyle. And you have to make a choice. And the choice is, do you want to continue to live in your sufferings? And you might say to yourself, oh, come on, everybody has the sufferings, and it's just that the world stinks, and life stinks, and everything stinks, and, you know, I'm not going to disagree with you. It does stink when you're alone. It does stink when you don't have anybody with you. It does stink when nobody understands. It does stink, and you have every right to feel that way. But why? Might as well just end it then. If you're going to feel that way and walk around all miserable and grumpy and everything stinks, then get out of here. End it. Get rid of yourself. Go jump off of the bridge or something. But don't take me serious. I don't want you to jump off the bridge. I'm just using that as an example so that you can really understand how ridiculous you sound, how stupid and ignorant, and how much self-pity you are carrying around. It doesn't make sense, does it? You know, you're saying it stinks and blah, blah, blah. But at the same time, you know how stupid it is to jump off a bridge or slice your wrist or whatever it is. It doesn't make sense, does it? So stop complaining about it. It is what it is. Everybody was dealt with a set of cards, I say. What's your hand saying today? You know, I might have been dealt with a pair of twos, but the group that I'm with and the opportunity I have, maybe they were only dealt with one two, and I'm a winner and I don't even know it. But right away, I'm already creating a scenario that I lost. When let's reveal our hands, let's lay them down and I'll show you, I'm a winner. I'm a winner with my twos. Are you a winner tonight with your twos? That's what I want to ask you. You know, I want to put us in a place tonight to ask ourselves, are we a loser or are we a winner? Are we going to let the cares of this world bog us down to the point where we lose hope? Or are we going to brush ourselves off and lift ourselves up and say, I can be a contender. I can knock this world out. I can knock it out with one punch. I can win. And I can win not by myself, but I can win with the eternal light that God gave me right on my heart. I just got to count everything that I know and throw it away and then begin to read the writing on the wall. Read that writing that's on my heart and begin to follow it with all my understanding. And you know what? There might be times where you might need a witness. You know, you might need some counseling and find some wise individuals that have the same relationship as we do. And if you can't find those individuals, please write us. Get here. We'd be more than happy to speak to you. There's wise individuals in here that have no preconceived ideas that will give you counsel. We have tremendous amount of testimonies. Matter of fact, if you logged on to one of our testimonies, we have a girl in here named Melinda who shared a wonderful testimony where she went to college and got a degree and everything else. And it just happened to be a point in her life that she had to put her degree to the side. Wasn't meaning that she had to, like, surrender it altogether. It just means that it had to be put on hold. And counsel needed to tell her that. And then counsel spoke into her life, and sure enough, she listened to counsel, and then all of a sudden, her whole life turned around from that blink of an eye. And now she's blessed. Blessed beyond measure. And if you want to be like that, hear my words. There's good counsel in God. And God can help you speak through others to help you get the witness that you need. I know that without hope and being desperate and having a lot of worry and fear, it's hard to hear. It's hard to hear the writing on the wall, so to say. It's hard to hear your heart. And that's why we encourage you to continue to log on. And email us if you can, please. We want to hear from you, and we can speak to you through the emails. We don't have to see you come jump on an airplane, even though we would love to see you from South Africa or Asia or Indonesia or China or Russia or whatever. We'd love to have you come here. But I think all those that are listening, if they came, we wouldn't be able to know where to put you all. But at the same time, we can email. Today's world and technology, we can receive emails and we can read these emails, and I know personally I'll read them, and we'll have the other pastors in here read them, and we'll sit and counsel all over those emails. We'll pray and ask God to give us the words that we have to speak, and we'll speak those right into that email right into you, And I guarantee God will speak through those emails and he'll talk to you. So I want to encourage you as you're starting to find this walk with God. He is faith and he's the God of creation. He is a spirit and he's not there. He doesn't exist in the beginning. It just isn't happening. But as we move forward, and as we begin to find him, then he begins to exist. Through faith, he exists. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. So I want to encourage everyone here, email me. Oh, you're so close, you don't have to email me. You can talk to me. But those over there, email. God bless, and I will be in touch. Let's give the Lord a hand of praise. Amen? Amen.